Today we are talking with Emmy Eisenberg of True Happiness Hypnosis, where she helps individuals break free from their limiting beliefs. We're going to discuss what clinical hypnosis is versus stage hypnosis and just help our listeners understand a little bit about why hypnosis works so well.
And then the person comes out of it and they don't remember any of it. Oh my God, I really did that?
Yes.
So is that real? And is that the kind of thing that you do?
Yes. So what you're talking about is stage hypnosis. And stage hypnosis is real. You can see it in Vegas if you're interested. It is real. It is real hypnosis. And those people are being hypnotized. However, it is different than what it appears to be, because those hypnotists actually pull up a group of people and then start weeding through them, looking for the few people that are really willing to make a fool out of themselves, basically, that are willing to be up on stage and quack like a duck. Because the truth about hypnosis is you can't be made to do anything you don't want to do. And clinical hypnotherapy, which is what I do, all clinical hypnotherapy aims to do is to bring out your own natural ability to go back to homeostasis in the mind, right? So just like your body wants to get to homeostasis and be healthy and balanced, so does your mind. And you actually have all the solutions within you, in your subconscious mind, to okay. change anything you want to change.
Okay, so this is a natural state.
Totally natural.
Like almost, it almost sounds like more natural than what we do most of the day.
Well, you're in a trance state a lot of the day. So now that we have fMRI, functioning resonating machines, fMRI machines, hypnosis has been studied now. So people are hypnotized, put in an fMRI machine. And what we now mm-hmm. know from those studies is that in hypnosis, your brainwave states change. Unlike most other therapies, very few therapies do you get that kind of change. And you have that change in a natural way many times throughout the day. For instance, when you're driving a car and you know how you're driving and you get somewhere and you don't even remember driving there. Mm-hmm. That's because your subconscious mind is driving the car and you're in a state of hypnosis. You would be in a light state, what we call alpha brainwave state okay. during that time. Same thing in a movie. You're watching a movie and you get so into the story that you're crying or you're laughing. And you know they're actors. You know it's a film. But you get emotional because you're in a trance state. So those okay. are natural states of alpha. Then the next level down that we also work in clinical hypnosis is theta. And that you naturally go into every night as you're falling asleep.
Okay. So these states that you can create with hypnosis, mm-hmm. how does that help you heal people?
So when we're able to... Two things have to happen for you to go into a trance state. You have to have focused attention and mm-hmm. relaxation. Okay. And what we're trying to relax is something we call in psychology the critical factor of the mind. And the critical factor of the mind sort of acts like a guard between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. And it determines whether it's going to let information come in and get to your subconscious mind. So if that part of your mind is too strong and powerful, which it usually is, it throws out anything that's unfamiliar. And that's why our core beliefs that we get before the age of 7 or 8 don't change unless you do something like the work I do to change them.
When I go to the doctor, I have an issue. I'm depressed. He's going to prescribe medication and tell me to get therapy.
Talk therapy does work for many things, and it's wonderful and it's great. However, what talk therapy has a really hard time doing is getting to the information that's in the subconscious mind. It's very difficult in your conscious state. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called subconscious, because it's below your level of consciousness. So what you talk about in talk therapy is what comes from your conscious mind, which many times can be very guarded. And even when you're not trying, you're trying to be truthful, you're not really talking from your heart or your subconscious awareness like you are when you're in hypnosis.
That was Emmy Eisenberg with True Happiness Hypnosis. That was awesome, Emmy. I learned so much about what hypnosis is, how clinical hypnotherapy differs from stage hypnosis. And listeners, you can go to truehappinesshypnosis.com, fill out your information, and Emmy will call you and you can have a free 20-minute consultation. Figure out if clinical hypnosis might be a good fit for you. This is Catherine at Wild Green Soul. Thank you so much for listening and be very well.